all runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any muds will do. I got me Parker, quite just really got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on blue. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. It's not a bit of fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish.
I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
She's a picture who honky Chewbacca.
Is Suppression of minorities. You just can't not do that.
No, you can't.
That's such a great song. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
101.5 UM FM.
That's right.
Hey, Captain Dan.
Hey, Penny Lane.
How's it going?
It's going great.
How you doing?
How you doing?
So today is your day.
Yeah. It's May the 4th be with you.
So I hooked up with the biggest Star Wars nerd. In this year parts. And today is like...
Today is our...
day.
It's...
Your day.
It's our celebration of everything Star Wars.
Everything Star Wars. Yeah. Good news on the Star Wars front that Miss Carrie Fisher finally got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Which, long overdue.
Yeah, long overdue. She should have got that a long time ago.
Yeah, she should have been here to enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes me a little sad. But I've heard buzzins around... that people are saying that we should now make May the 4th Carrie Fisher Day.
Yeah, we should.
I think so.
Yeah.
She's a badass, that woman.
She's a badass.
She was. I love, you're wearing a shirt. I love that shirt. Yeah. It's got her with the rebel. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. So, you're a Star Wars dude.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I was probably 2 years old when I saw the first Star Wars movie.
And it just made such an impression at two.
Yeah. And it just stuck right in my head and...
Was it like your dad into it, or do you not remember? Like,
I don't really remember.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, it's hard. That was so long ago.
I just remember getting a Betamax and watching it.
And being like mind-blowing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never... Okay. Confession. Never was a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
I did love it. I remember my one main memory of like watching Star Wars as a kid was my mom loved Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And that was it. She loved Chewbacca, and she loved the scene where Carrie Fisher calls him a walking carpet.
Yep.
Like, that was her favorite thing. She's like, any subsequent movie that came out after, like, when they started to do the really good reboots, and I'd be like, oh, Mom, you gotta watch. She's like, if they kill Chewbacca, so help me. So when you and I saw it, and I can't remember which one it was, where Rey thought she killed Chewbacca.
Yeah.
My mom's not around anymore, but I was like, oh man, Marianne would have had a freaking, like, blew a gasket. She would have lost her crap.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, surprise.
Sorry, everybody. Oh, come on. By now, everyone knows.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have told her. No. I'd be just like, they better not kill Chewbacca. I'm like, oh, you should totally see this movie where Rey thinks she just does him in. And for like a good 5 minutes,
yeah,
everyone thinks he's gone. Yeah. Well played, Disney.
Yep.
Yeah, so you did a...
I did a...
Spacey.
Spacey theme.
Yeah, you didn't go full Star Wars, thank you.
Yeah,
it would have been lots of cantina bands.
It would have been lots of orchestral music.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so. Which is kind of, you know...
Nice, but not what this show is.
Right.
So you went the other route.
So I picked a bunch of stuff that's just, you know, there's soul, funky, just spacey and...
But you did put one song.
Yeah, we started all off with a Chewbacca with Supernova
so
Chili.
Stupid.
From Clerks.
I remember that too when that movie came out, and I'm like, that's the dumbest song I've ever heard in my life. But it's great. It's great.
Yeah. And then the Starman himself, David
resident,
Bowie.
Our long gone alien. Resident alien. I miss David Bowie. Yeah.
And we finished all off with Supersonic Rocket Ship by the Kinks.
The Kinks. I honestly think the Kinks are one of the most underrated British invasion bands.
They are.
They're so good.
Yeah, everybody
so
talks about the Who, the Stones, the Beatles.
And I mean, they're great, but the Kinks should always be in with that conversation. Yeah. And they aren't as often as they should. Makes me sad. That's a test to how good. That song's amazing.
It is.
Look, if Wes Anderson can use the Kinks all the time, you should be listening to them.
Yeah.
And he do.
He do.
He do.
He do.
So we got a lot of spacey kind of sounds going on. Today, we're doing the May Vinyl Challenge, which is a big one on Instagram if you're into the challenges. It's one of the largest ones. And today's theme was a record you would send up into space.
Yeah.
I picked the obvious choice of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. What did you pick?
Star Wars.
Yeah, well, of course you did.
The original soundtrack.
Well, it's...
On vinyl and cassette.
It's fitting. It reminds me of, speaking of space and May the 4th be with you, there, the Discovery. Is it Discovery? The record, the gold record that they sent out into space. Man, if anybody wants to gift me that box set that got released a few years ago, I'd be forever grateful. Just saying.
I think it was Voyager.
Voyager, that's it, yeah. The story behind that is fascinating. If you guys ever are into that kind of weird stuff, dig into it. Sidetrack. Should play music.
Yeah, let's get some music here.
So you picked some really interesting, like, tracks. I love the set list. So this is The Birds.
Yep, Mr. Spaceman.
I guess it helps if I hit play.
Press play.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Thank you.
it goes like right into the next song on the album. That's why it ends so suddenly. But hey,
wow, far out, man.
Having that, so when you're on a radio station, you have headphones on when you're talking on the microphone. So before we go to air, we put headphones on. Yep. I cut out the sound in the booth and we just hear ourselves in the headphones, and that warping,
that is
so freaking trippy. Yep. Did I ever tell you about the time I wish it was with this song now, maybe I'm gonna have to do it, but I used to live with my sister for a short period of time, probably like 6 months, and my best friend Aaron lived like five blocks down the street, whatever. And my sister was out one night, and Aaron and I were having a girl's drink and a laugh, and we were listening to some Led Zeppelin, and it was, I think, Whole Lot of Love, where it starts warping around from like speaker to speaker. And I was like, girl, have you ever listened to this in headphones? She's like, no. And I'm like, oh, you have to. So I'm looking around the house, didn't have headphones. So what I did is I took my speakers and I put them on the floor facing each other. I said, lay down. And I laid down between the speakers and I just cranked it. And we're just laying there on our backs, just like a little slack jog, because it just sounded amazing. My sister walks in and she's like, I don't know what you guys are doing. And I was like, no, you got to hear this. It's amazing. I bet that would be the same.
Yeah.
And it was so funny, all the dials just on the board here were going crazy. But that was Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
As if you didn't know. Interstellar Overdrive is funny. I wonder if there's any interesting facts about that song that I don't know.
Because did you find any?
I found something that makes sense. So do you know the song Little Red Book?
Yep.
Apparently the main riff in that song is kind of derived from that. And I can kind of hear it.
Yeah.
I can kind of hear it, but not a lot. I know, not to, you know, I know a lot about early Pink Floyd and I know a lot about that song. So that was the only thing that kind of stood out for me. But that is from one of the best Pink Floyd albums. Yeah. If you want like early crazy psychedelic Pink Floyd, go to the source.
Yeah.
Sid Barrett, Pink Floyd, Piper at the Gates of Dawn.
Yes, I picked that up last year. And
you did? Yeah. It's funny because our record collections are separate.
Yeah.
And we usually don't overlap records, but that's when we both.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I need that record. So do I. Yeah, so Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Before that, another record I have.
Yep.
Because I love early like psychedelic Rolling Stones too. So that's the Rolling Stones with 2,000 Light Years from Home.
And we've kicked it all off with Mr. Spaceman by the Birds.
Hey, Mr. Spaceman. I always forget how twangy the Birds are until I hear them.
Yeah.
Like, considering they came out with all that like psychedelic rock music, they were so twangy.
They were.
But good.
Yeah.
Super good. So here we are.
Here we are.
May the 4th.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
And what is shaken, Captain Dan?
Well, other than the fact that it's Star Wars Day today, that's the only thing.
That's all that matters.
That is.
This guy was playing with his action figures last night.
Yes, I was.
He was. It was so funny when we first started dating and you're like, you pulled out the huge
Tupperware. I have a giant Rubbermaid tote.
Two of them.
Yeah. Full with my old Star Wars
And you're
figures.
Like, don't judge me, but these are my toys. It's like, wow, what am I getting myself into?
Yeah.
A nerd.
And now it's still a Rubbermaid tote, a curio cabinet, 5 shelves downstairs.
The basement is basically you.
Yeah.
Every time I come down there, I'm like, there is not a stitch of me down here. This is all the boys.
Yeah.
This is Captain Dan and Hunter, like 10% Hunter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cute. We have a lot of Star Wars stuff in our basement.
Oh, yeah.
Because of you.
That's right.
And it was funny. Today I actually got up and I put on one of my Star Wars shirts and I didn't even realize. See? Osmosis.
Yeah.
So, not a lot happening in the city right now.
Nope.
Free weekend is this weekend?
Next,
or is it next weekend?
That's 2 weeks from now, I think. Or next weekend. It's the 13th.
I think Jared has hacked into the computer. Jared, nod, blink 2 times if you can hear me. Yeah, he's putting on somebody's show. It's weird when you see the computer start doing crap and you're not doing crap. Sorry, anyway.
It's First Friday tomorrow.
First Friday, that's right.
Yeah.
Which, if you're not familiar in the city, it's a pretty cool event. You just go down to the exchange. It's just in the exchange, isn't it, really? Yeah, and a lot of businesses, galleries, cafes, restaurants stay open late.
Yeah.
Have special DJs, displays, whatever, and it's just a
I believe
chance.
Into the Music is doing something with the.
Are they?
I think they usually stay up so open later at the first Fridays. Bodega Boogie's happening at Cordova's again,
which is always
DJ
amazing.
DJ Honeycutt and Steve Sandy.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Spin in vinyl, so it's gonna be
spin in
cool.
the vinyls.
Yeah,
those two guys will get some good tracks. Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun event, and now that the weather is nice, like yeah. we didn't wear jackets to the station, so
yeah, patios are cracking open.
Oh, the patio season, yeah. festival season.
Yeah, I think the Winnipeg Comedy Festival thing starts this weekend too.
That sounds mistaken. Right. Yeah. yeah. So if you're into laughing,
yeah,
I don't know anybody who's into laughing.
No, laughing.
Go check it out for sure. We mentioned that we're doing the May Vinyl Challenge on yeah. on Instagram, so you can follow us. You are at Captain_Dan75.
Yes.
I'm at DJ Penny Lane.
Yeah.
And if you've never done one, we do a vinyl challenge we host in February, yeah. the Lovers Vinyl Challenge. Ooh. We just picked that month because it's the shortest. And yeah, we figured it was the least 28
days at least, 29 at the most. You know?
Right. But this one, there's some pretty easy prompts. There was one or two that kind of stumped me. But if you're new to doing this, it's a great way to discover a lot of great records.
Yeah.
Because people post a lot of cool stuff. And if you follow yeah. the hashtag, you see it all.
You do.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about, dude.
After this show tonight, you guys can yeah. hit up my handsome daughter to check out Marty spinning
yes.
for the Red River City Soul Club.
Red River City Soul. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's had a bit of a hiatus for a bit there, but yeah. he's back at the Handsome Daughter spinning all your favorites on 45s, immaculately organized in perfect sleeves.
Yeah.
God, that guy. He just blows my mind. I've never met somebody so organized with their records. It's amazing. But some of the best music you have and haven't heard.
Yeah.
So go down. Handsome Daughter is Sherbrooke Street.
Yep.
Our old hood, man.
It is.
See, now he goes there and we leave.
Yep.
Go figure. But yeah, definitely pop in, say hi to Marty, tell him we sent you. Check out his show. It's on Saturdays here.
Yep.
It's On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Counts. So he just plays 45s. It is, that's his shting, his shtick.
Yep.
All vinyl show. Marty is also on The Face.
Yeah.
Which we are also on The Face.
We are on there as well, yeah.
The Face is out of Brooklyn.
Yep.
It's a pretty snazzy, cool radio station.
Yep.
They're bi-coastal. Is that the word you say when you're across the ocean? Bi-Atlantic?
I think so, yeah. Bi-coastal.
Oh, freaking no. But they're setting up offices in the UK as well, from what yep. I've heard. So you can listen to this show on The Face on Monday afternoons, replayed, yep. I think, midnight, Monday to Tuesday as well.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so you can check us out.
Yeah, check
there.
Us out.
Check us out, man.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Music, I guess.
We could play some more music.
I guess.
We could spin some more music.
We could.
Because this is the way.
This is the way. What did I say this morning? You were laughing at me wearing the Star Wars shirt, and I was like, this is how you made me.
Yeah.
I was like, is that the correct quote, dude? Because I don't know. And it was.
Yep.
This is how you made me, Daniel.
That's right.
You did this.
I did it.
I'm not complaining. So we're going to go on to... some more music.
Well, it is kind of newer. It's the most newest thing on here.
Other than the last track, probably. Yeah. But they're probably close.
Yeah.
So this is your band.
The Talking Heads.
You love these guys.
They're amazing.
Yeah. I never, you know what? I always kind of, they were on my peripherals until I met you. And you were like buying up all this Talking Heads records. So I'm like, I don't get it. And then I listened. I was like, okay, I think because the only song I knew from them, and I freaking hated it, and I still hate it, is that song that's in Clerks. It's like, here was a something, and now it's a Burger King. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yep.
I hate that song. I hate it. I'm sorry. Sorry, David Brown. I hate it. So I forever, like, associated the Talking Heads with that. Not a good association. Anyway, this is a good one.
It's Moon Rocks.
I'd laugh if I was playing it was that song. You're like, no. No, it's better.
Yeah. Oh,
It had been glad all along, but it came. Your diamond hands will be stacked with roses and wind and cars and people of the past. I'll call you things just when the moon sings. Place your face in stone upon a star, anchored in the arms of the changeless madman. We'll dance our lives away in the moons of Mars. You talk about day, I'm talking about nighttime. When monsters call out the names of men, Bob Dylan knows, and I bet Adam Free did. There are things at night that are better not to behold. You dance with your lizard leather boots on, pull the strings that change the faces of men. You diamond brown hag, you are kind of a con gangster. John Lennon knows your name, and I've seen his. Rock! Talking about nighttime, when monsters call out the names of men. Bob Dylan knows, and I bet Adam Free did. There are things in night that are better not to behold. You don't your lizard leather boots on, pull the strings that change the faces of men. You diamond brown hag, you were kind of gone gangster. John Lennon knows your name, and I've seen him.
With a little bit of T-Rex.
That's right.
Ah, Ballrooms of Mars from the Slider album. Perfect. Mwah.
Ta-da.
We're out.
Yes, we
one
are.
One more song.
Yep.
Probably a strange one, too, but you're going to love it. This is,
the Beastie Boys. Biz Markie, Benny.
I saw him
and
live.
The Jets.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
See ya.